This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost, and it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he doesn't want to go out because he has to meet the dad, why would you want to go out with him?
Right. At that moment, she should be like...
Exactly.
When younger kids are together and their parents are carting them around, it's more of like a, it's almost like a training ground to show them this is how you date.
Right. Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. We have a very interesting topic to get to today about teenage dating. And we're going to get into some nitty-gritty about that. But first, quick reminder that, man, now is the time to get your grubby little paws on the most popular package at genucel.com/chicks. Because right now, 65% off the package, which includes all of their best and all of our favorite skincare products. But then also, if you use code CHICKS at the checkout, you're going to get an extra discount on top of that and the dark spot remover for free.
It gets rid of liver spots. It gets rid of the liver spots, you guys.
Why do you gotta say that?
Mock doesn't want to say it. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna be real here for a second. You know that some people have the liver spots. Listen, I've had some dark spots. I've had a couple on my face. It gets rid of those little weird dark spots. You're like, where did that come from? Oh yeah, I tanned too much when I was 17. You know what I mean?
It came from my liver. I just don't know why you have to call them that.
Because that's what they're called. I don't know what else to call them. People understand what I'm saying when I say liver spots with Chianti. Liver spots. So yeah, so it gets rid of those. It does. It truly does. It's remarkable stuff.
And you get it for free with the most popular package? Why would you not do that? Genucel.com/chicks is how you do it. And then use code CHICKS at checkout for all of the discounts. Okay, so you sent me an article and you were like, I think this is interesting. And I read it and I thought, you know what? It actually really is interesting.
As opposed to all the other crap I sent you.
That's not what I meant. But now I realize how that sounded. That's not what I meant at all. Because actually, you told me the details of the article before I even read it. And I was like, yeah, this would be a really good topic because we have kids. Yours is approaching the teen years. Mine is smack dab in the middle of them. And there was this really interesting thing that got posted on Reddit. Talk about it.
Okay, so there's a single father. He's a single father. So obviously there's not a mom in the house. He has a teenage daughter. She is 14 years old. Okay, so I'm assuming she's a freshman in high school. All right, so he canceled his teenage daughter's date because the boy refused to meet him first. So this is a viral post and it was shared to Reddit, as you said. And it was on that Am I the Asshole board. Have you ever seen that?
I didn't even know that was a thing. I don't understand Reddit.
I don't understand Reddit either, but I've seen this whole, like, it's a AITA board is what they call it. The hashtag AITA board, the Am I the Asshole board. Anyways, this guy, he detailed a recent argument that he had with this 14-year-old daughter, Victoria, and he has been a parent for 11 years. He explained how he allows his daughter to go on dates as long as he meets her dates beforehand. He's like, I just want to meet the kid so I can put a face with a name and like get a vibe, right? Which I guess is fine, right? So a few days ago, she said that a guy named Vince, which there's nothing wrong with the name Vince. I think when I think of a guy named Vince, I think of like a 50-year-old man. Okay. I'm sorry. I just do. But a guy named Vince asked her out and that's great. But Friday night comes around and he's like, listen, I mean, I want to like meet this guy Vince. And she said, oh, well, he's not good at talking to parents. He doesn't like to do it. And so he was like, no, you don't get to go. You don't get to go out with Vince if he's not going to meet me. The date is off. And so she threw a fit. She's really upset, goes up in a room, slams the door. I guess it's like, you know, she's pissed off, whatever. And so he gets in this board and he's like, am I the asshole? People are like, no, you're not. You're actually a responsible, good parent for doing this because what is up with, you know, this kid should be able to want to meet you if he's a good, upstanding boy. Right. And I agree wholeheartedly. I think, of course, he should want to, like, what is wrong with this kid? Is it even a kid? Like, how old is this kid? What's going on? Who is Vince? Is it the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? What's going on? You know what I mean? So it's all very sketch.
It is very sketch. And there are so many questions that are left unanswered in this whole story, right? So he's been a single dad for 11 years. So, I mean, the mother and he, I guess, divorced or split up or whatever, forever ago. And the fact that he's the one with the custody of this daughter is interesting. I mean, I'm not making judgments. It's just an interesting
point. It is interesting. Right.
And it sounds like the daughter has had plenty of dating experience for them to have established this rule. And so at 14, how do you even date unless you're dating somebody older that is taking you out in a car? Like, how do you date, right? How do you even do that?
I totally agree. And another red flag for me is, how does she not know that it's weird for the kid to not want to meet her dad? That's another thing for me that bothered me. She should already be like, if she's already had a little bit of experience and she has had this dad who is sort, I mean, he's the only parent in the house and he is, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is the first time obviously he's ever had to deal with this, but she should already be at the point where she's like, I want somebody who's like my dad. Hopefully your dad has shown her, I don't know, there isn't a mom in the house, so maybe it's hard for him to show her, but he has shown her, this is how boys are supposed to be. You know what I mean? The boy should want to come here and meet me. The boy should be respectful enough to say, okay, you want me to meet your dad? Well, I'm going to meet your dad. You know what I mean? And it is, you're right. And it is weird. Like, she's obviously going on car dates.
At 14.
Yeah.
Like, alone with boys?
Right. Now, I personally would not allow that. I wouldn't allow it. Not in this day and age. I went on my first car date when I was 15. And I went with a boy named Brian Murphy. He's still out there. I doubt he listens to us. But, and he's a super nice guy. Now I think he has like two kids. He's married with two kids and super nice dude, right? Nicest of the nicest guys. Was a perfect gentleman. I mean, didn't lay a hand on me. Was like really, I mean, lovely. And he, at the time, he was, see, I was 15. Was I 15? No, I was barely 15. So I may have even been 14 because I was a freshman. And so I may have been 14 when I went on my first car date. And he was 17. And my parents let me go.
Wow.
I look back and I'm like, what were you doing? You know? And they met him. He came to the door and shook my parent, you know, shook my dad's hand. And he was, you know, very polite. I will have her back before midnight, sir. You know, that sort of a thing. I mean, it was very proper and, you know, came to the door and was very sweet. And, you know, I mean, I think gave me a hug goodnight. It was very proper. It was all like on the up and up. Right. And it was like the way that dating used to be, I think. So, but now I would never let my daughter go on a date at 14. That's just me. I just don't think I'm going to let her do, not on a car date.
Yeah. What about a group date? Like, what if it was a big group of kids going and like somebody was old enough to drive?
Can I just like shove her in a bubble until she's 30? I'm so uncomfortable by this whole conversation. I just, just everything that I see happening, I just don't know. Okay, so yeah, I think I'd probably be okay with that because you have to let them do that, right? You have to let them
spread their wings, right? They got to spread them at some point. I know.
I'm just going to cut her wings in the middle of the night. I'm going to cut them. I'm going to slash them. Can't deal, Mark.
I know.
Totally, and it's different now, right? It's different because they have phones. They have phones. I mean, when you and I were, don't you remember like your first crush and then that, you know, the boy that you first, you just thought you were, or the, you know, the first love you had, like the first guy that you just fell in love with so hard and you were on the phone for hours. You were on the phone with him and then you finally got to see him because it was so, you just couldn't wait to get to see him, but you spent hours and hours and hours on the phone.
Right.
But it wasn't this business of texting and like sharing memes with one another. It was actually talking on the phone.
Right. Voice to voice.
Voice to voice. And then, you know, finally being able to go to like a movie or being together somehow in a social setting, in a setting where you're, you know, you're person to person, and you're interacting with one another, and it's not just this weird texting situation. Everything is very different now because they have so much technology, and that's how they're interacting with one another. It's very bizarre. I think kids can date.
Super bizarre.
They can date now and not really be together very much.
They can even consider themselves like an official couple, like boyfriend, girlfriend, without ever having been out together. You know what I mean? Like if you establish that over texting, if you establish that even over a phone call or FaceTime or whatever, I mean, you don't even necessarily have to spend physical time with a person anymore, right?
Yeah.
And it's also how adults date. If you think about it, they get to know each other now through the apps, through the matches or the Tinders or whatever. So you're right. It is super, super different. And I'm glad, I guess, to see that this guy on Reddit got so much praise for doing what he did, which is to require the most basic level of respect from a potential date of his daughter's.
From a suitor.
From a suitor. From a wooer. From a courter. I mean, that's basic, right?
I swear to God, my daughter would be like, what's a quarter? What's a suitor? What are you talking about? Yeah.
I know. It's so crazy. And we'll get into more angles about that as soon as we tell you, or remind you rather, that there's a huge sale right now on the sheets, the dream sheets at mypillow.com/chicks. You can save so huge right now. For example, a queen size set of sheets. And these are the only sheets that my husband wants on our bed. He's like, I shun all other sheets. I will have none of them.
He's a sheetist. A sheetist.
He's a sheet elitist, if you will. He only wants the Giza Dream Sheets. So a queen size set is normally $89.98. But now, right now, if you use code CHICKS at the checkout, you can get them a queen size set for $39.98. And it doesn't matter what size sheets you get. The discounts are just that huge. They're enormous. And on top of that, they also have buy one, get one offers on some of their most favorite things, like the pillows, the towels, which are, I mean, I could go on all day about the towels.
The towels are amazing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But right now the focus is on the sheets and or your buy one, get one on your pillows and your towels. You can get all of that information, get all the discounts at mypillow.com/chicks. Okay, so it is hard, I know, to imagine like 2 years in the life of a preteen, 12 to 18, every single year is so astronomically different from the one before it, right? People change so much in that time. So it's hard, I know, probably for you to imagine your daughter in 2 years, but like, if you think about the way things are right now, and here's the thing for me, like my kid had a girlfriend for a year in the seventh grade. So he and his girl, the same age, so they were 13 years old. The only way that they dated was for one or the other to be at each other's houses, right? Where there was a parent around, or the parents carted them to a place. Like I took them to the movies once, we took them out to dinner once, you know, he went over to her house for dinner at her parents' house a couple times. So that's how they dated. So to me, it's a whole other dynamic to think about your 14-year-old girl dating someone older, because 2 years is huge in that time frame.
Yeah, it is huge. And I think like at that time, I remember thinking, okay, so it's more of like a puppy love thing when those little kids, or I say little kids, when younger kids are together and their parents are carting them around. It's more of like it's almost like a training ground to show them this is how you date.
Right.
This is how, like when you took them to dinner, you and Mr. Mock were together at a restaurant. And you were like, hi, we're together at a restaurant. This is what we do. And like, we're almost double dating, which is weird, but we're, you know, it seems weird to say that, but it's not, because you were sort of showing them this is how you do things. And let's face it, you two will fizzle out probably in the next year. Because I'm sure what's going to happen is your son's going to be like, this is a lot of work. And I'm probably going to go off and just be with my friends for a while. This is what boys do, right? I mean, this is what girls do. This is what we all do when we grow up. It's like, you know what I mean? This is just what, this is a natural thing. And that's precisely, I'd imagine, what happened is that they mm-hmm. kind of went their separate ways. It's like, it's not really like a hardcore relationship. It was sort of a training ground for this is totally. Kind of what it's like, you know what I mean? And so that's how that transcended. For my daughter, it's interesting because like she'll be involved in what, in Texas, they have this thing called cotillion, and they do like, and it's not so much, it's not like what you're used to. Like, it sounds so fancy and it sounds so, it's like, it sounds like everybody dresses in these big ball gowns or anything. It's actually quite the opposite. When I heard about it, I'm like, that sounds ridiculous. But then I started looking into it, and it's more like it teaches, like they sit down, they learn about, you know, how to sit at fancy dinners and stuff like that. They learn about table manners, which, I mean, Lord knows, you know, I don't cook, so I don't do a lot of the table. She knows how to use forks and spoons and stuff. Obviously, she's not like eating with her hands like a Neanderthal, but it teaches them general table manners. But what I really love about it is there are boys there and there are girls there, and the boys will come over and the boys will ask them to dance, and they do it in a proper way where they teach the boys, this is how you properly ask a girl to dance. The girl usually, you know, the girl will say yes. And then they do it in a way where it's like they teach manners and etiquette in doing that. So there's a certain level, like a certain decorum and learning how to be with boys her age and being able to do that sort of thing. And it's not dating per se. It's dancing with them and interacting with them and having conversations with them that she wouldn't normally have at school. And I think that's super.
I love that.
And I love that too. It reminds me of old school, kind of old school dating, but it's not dating. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's the way that we used to do things in the olden days where they are sort of, they're not being forced to do it. I mean, she willingly wanted to do this, and the boys willingly want to do it too. But they're put in sort of formal situations where they're, you know, interacting with one another. And I think that there's something to be said for that, because like kids don't really do that much anymore. You know, they don't really, they're too much on their devices.
I know. It's so, you're so right.
You know? And so I really like that. I think that's really a neat thing. And if that gives them, both the boys and the girls, the skills to be able to take that, and then when they get into the dating world, they have some level of, okay, I need to treat this boy with respect. I need to treat this girl with respect and open doors for her. And you know what I mean? And
well, yeah, because unless you, I mean, outside of just your parenting, that's
right.
not something necessarily that every kid learns. Right?
It's exactly. Just not. Obviously. Exactly. Because Vince didn't learn it.
Vince is like, stay away, parents.
I mean, why would it's like, because it used to be back in the day, even the kids who, you know, I don't want to say they came from bad homes, but even the kids who didn't have that level of like structured parenting knew that you were supposed to meet the dad. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was just like an unwritten rule that you were supposed to do that. And so I was surprised when I read that. I thought, like, who is this Vince kid? Like, what is he thinking? Like, in order to get, if you really like this girl and you really want to go out with this girl, you got to meet the dad, dude. Like, suck it up. What is your problem?
That should be a huge red flag to the girl. Like, the girl should
to
be
the
so-
girl.
Hurt by the fact that she's not worthy of him just doing the very basic minimum in order to go out. And if he doesn't want to go out because he has to meet the dad, why would you want to go out with him?
Right. At that moment, she should be like,
exactly.
If you don't want to meet my dad, then I'm obviously not important enough. You know, I'm not worthy enough. And I'm at like this level down here, and you can go date whoever, because I should be up here for you to, you should at least you should be willing to jump through that tiny little hoop and come mm-hmm. shake my dad's hand. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, to me, that's preposterous. It's not so much of the dad part of it. And I mean, that's great that the dad is doing that and saying, you need to come meet me. I worry about that kid. You know what I
know.
And then the girl's response to it, because what are we teaching our kids? We're teaching our kids what? To not respect one another? Like, you need to respect each other. Girls need to respect boys. Boys need to respect girls. It's a two-way thing. It's not just the boys respecting the girls. It's the girls also respecting the boys, right? I mean, like, we need to teach that more. I don't know why we don't do that. You know, you're both worthy of that. And so
yeah.
Do it. Do it. You know?
I know. I don't know why this, it's an interesting thing that it went so viral, that it was a story that actually exploded the way that it did, because it, like, to me, I like, what could the argument be in favor of Vince? Who are the people that are going to be like, you're asking too much to want to meet the guy that's taking your 14-year-old out before they actually go out? Like, who would say right. that? You know what I mean? But apparently there were some people that were like, you need to let the reins loose a little bit. And I'm just like, yeah. That's not even a rein. That's just like that's just a common courtesy.
It is a common courtesy. Like, and I can't, that's, you're absolutely right. And 20 years ago, people would be like, what is wrong with
it? Right?
Like, this whole story is whack. Like, it would just be a given that the kid would go meet the dad, mm-hmm. period. And that's why it's like the culture now is so different. I was even thinking about, like, this is a little, I mean, it's not off subject. It's sort of still on the whole dating thing. But I was asking my daughter and one of her really good friends, they were in the car the other day. And we were talking about how, well, they're both almost 13. And, you know, I start freaking out. I start having heart palpitations because they're both probably going to get their driver's permits in like 2 years. Oh, God. And your son just started driving. And I get really uncomfortable with that whole situation because that just means that I'm super old. And then they're going to be driving, right? Like, and I think part of the dating thing is, you know, you drive, and then when you start driving, you can't keep your kid from dating. You can't. Like, I mean, up until the point, like, I used to always hear from my mom, you know, when you start dating, like, it's really important for you to know how to drive like a stick shift. And I remember, like, my dad taught me how to drive a stick shift when I was really young, because if you're ever on a car date, you need to know how to drive a stick shift. You need to know how to drive a manual and automatic and all that kind of stuff, just in case, like, some guy is a schmuck and he does something stupid and you got to drive his car or whatever. And so I always knew how to drive really early and all that, just all the stuff that my parents taught me, even when I was really young. And so I think about my daughter and I'm like, okay, so I really don't want her driving. I mean, I don't want her dating until she's probably around 15 and she'll know how to drive, just in case, like, some guy, again, this is the stuff I learned was ingrained in my head when I was young.
Yeah.
And then I was asking the girls the other day, like, do you think you'll want to get your permits at 15? Now, my daughter will probably want to, because she has always, you know, she's always liked to drive machinery around the ranch and stuff like that. She likes the tractors and the big things and the trucks and everything. But her friend was like, oh, no, I'm afraid to drive. I'm afraid.
Really?
I don't want to drive. And there are a lot of girls like that. Like, I know 17 and 18 year old girls, and, you know, I guess some boys are like this too, because they don't have to get out of the house, again, with the social media to talk mm-hmm. to their friends.
They're connected to everything and everyone.
And you and I weren't. And so yeah. again, it's a whole different world. So dating again has been affected by that. And so that is a whole other level to it.
Well, and it's the thing about the driver's license too is so funny, because I remember when I got my license, I offered every possible favor to my parents. Can I drive my sister to this? Can I go pick up something at the store? I wanted every possible chance to drive that I could get. My son wants nothing to do with it. Like, if I
really?
Want him to take, he sees it as a huge inconvenience. Like, for
right.
him, it is a means of getting from one place to the next, but he has no huge desire because he's connected.
Right. All of his friends are right here. They're right mm-hmm. here. They're not someplace where he has to drive to get to them. Whereas with you and me, we had to drive to get to our friend.
Isn't that crazy
and so
how different?
I couldn't, right. And I couldn't wait to get my license, because I was like, see ya, I'm out of here, bye. I couldn't wait. But it's so different for kids nowadays. And that affects dating. That affects the way that they date, the way that they interact, the way that they are with, you know, kids that they fall in love with. It's just so different. Everything is very different, you know?
Everything is different. And it's a different world for parents to navigate too. I mean, you know, it's hard to be a kid. It's hard to be an adult of a parent of a kid right now.
Right.
It's all hard. Everything is hard. Everything. Like, the world right now is so hard. The world is in total chaos. So it's like hard enough to be a parent, but then to be a parent that's also dealing with all of the world issues like inflation and recession and all of those things on top of it is just, it's like too much. And that's why if you're a person who has been thinking, man, I see the market, I worry about the market, I wish I had like another alternative, a way to diversify my financial portfolio. Well, you do. And if you've ever thought about maybe thinking about investing in physical gold, we have a great place that you can do that. That's Acre Gold. And the reason that you might want to consider Acre is because they offer a way of investing in physical gold without having to come up with a bunch of money for it up front. They have a subscription service. So it's a pay-as-you-go, you pay a monthly fee, and you choose the amount. whether it's $50, $100, $250, whatever, and you are actually earning your gold little by little. And then once you hit that price threshold, they send it right to your door. And then you can just stock up. It's such a really great way to hedge against all the crazy that's going on.
It's a hedge.
It's a hedge. Not like a fern, like not like a bush hedge.
No, not like a bush or not a fern.
But it's a hedge nonetheless.
Right, right. It's like one of those fancy hedges that's trimmed and like really pretty.
Yes.
You know,
very,
it's
very
like one
pretty
of
hedge. And you can find out all about it if you just go to getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing today. Getacregold.com/chicks.
Yeah. So I'm glad. Listen, I'm glad that this guy did what he did.
Same.
And I commend him for doing it. Although it makes me mad that now we have to commend common sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe mad isn't the word. It makes me sad. It makes me a little sad that we have to commend common sense. I do give him props though for being a single dad. That's got to be a tough job, especially in this mm-hmm. day and age.
Especially of a teenager. Holy crap. Right.
Especially of a teenage girl.
Girl. Right.
Props to him for that alone. But yeah, dating is tough. If he makes it through the next 4 or 5 years, oh God, I raised my glass to him. Yeah.
Well, I definitely don't think that he was the asshole in that situation. So if that was his question, we have now answered it.
We have answered it indeed. Yes, yes. Okay, well, where can everybody find us, Mock?
So many places now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In fact, not just the regular places, not just our website, chicksontheright.com, not just your traditional socials like Facebook, our Facebook group and our Facebook insiders group, not just our local supporter group at chicksontheright.locals.com, not just Rumble, Twitter, Parler, and Getter, but also now Truth Social has finally released a desktop version of its platform. So
look,
we are
that.
Now posting there as well.
And TikTok. We're on TikTok
and
too.
TikTok.
Can you believe it? TikTok. Yeah, I don't know why they just don't like change the name to TikTok, because we're taking it over, you guys. We're doing it. So check us out there if you're so inclined, and in all the places. And listen, until next week, you guys have a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you then.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
It's almost impossible for us to know what the exact cost of this like shift, both legally and culturally, but it's really hard for us to know what it is. And it's hard for us to say that's exactly what was happening in Uvalde, but it's likely that this is affecting the way that police do their jobs.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.